11 past 8 o'clock, and summertime is a great time for reading, I think. Lazy summer afternoon spent reading a book, nothing better than that. Karen Slaughter has a new book out now. This is her 20th novel, and the latest in the Will Trent series. It's called The Silent Wife, and Karen's on the line with us right now. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your 20th novel. That's a big deal.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really pleased with it. I hope people enjoy it.
You've had quite a year. You've been really busy. Not only do you have this, but you also did a little bit of a crossover story with another author. And I'm really curious to know more about your collaboration with Lee Child. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first, let me just say I've known Lee 20 years, and he's an absolute sweetheart. I know he writes tough books about tough guys, but he's just the nicest person. And we've been looking for a way to collaborate together because we both enjoy each other's work. And I just was at Fort Knox. Both of us like to tour military bases, and there are generally libraries there, so we go and speak. And I called him up and I said, hey, I was just at Fort Knox. I had this idea. I think we could write a story about it. And we did. It's called Cleaning the Gold. It was a lot of fun. I hope people enjoy it.
I bet it was. You've also got a Netflix series coming up, Pieces of Her, being adapted into a series for Netflix. That's got to be pretty exciting, too.
It is. You know, we were about 3 days away from starting principal photography when the pandemic hit. So they're trying to figure out what to do now. They're probably going to film in Australia, which is great because Toni Collette is the star, and she's from Australia, so it keeps it close to home for her.
All right. Well, that's certainly helpful. How has this time period been for you as a writer? I know writing is kind of a solitary thing, and so there are a lot of creatives that are saying, oh, it's no big deal. We're used to just staying home and doing our work. What's it been like for you?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I'm used to being at home, and I'm very introverted, so it hasn't been a hardship. But it's reminded me how lucky I am. You know, in a lot of ways, because not many people get to do for a living exactly what they want to do. And I'm very lucky that this is something I can do from home, and I don't have to go out and worry about exposing myself or even worse, I don't know how you feel, but the thought of exposing someone else is just terrifying to me. So, I feel lucky, but I also feel very, just heaps of sympathy for people who aren't as lucky as I am.
Has this inspired you to write, and I don't mean, a story about a pandemic necessarily, but has this sense of isolation and what we're all going through right now sparked any ideas for maybe some future work or anything that you're working on now?
Well, in my lifetime, there's never been one thing that affects everybody in the entire world, from people in Atlanta to people in Detroit to people, tribes on the Amazon in the most remote parts of the earth. Everybody's experiencing this. And so it is something that I'm thinking about as I'm working on my next book, is how do I incorporate what our daily lives are going to look like in a year into my story? Because, I'd like to write of the moment things. And this is just something that has such a huge impact on everyone, and so many lives are being lost, and the whole country, just speaking for the United States, is going to have to reset from this point. What's the world going to look like in not just next year, not just when we figure out how to deal with this virus and get rid of it, but how do we build from there? And those are big themes I think a lot of people are struggling with. And so I want to incorporate that into my books. And, of course, I want to give people a sense of resolution, too, because the worst part of this is the not knowing. When is this going to end? When are we going to get our lives back? Those are great topics to write about in a crime novel.
Oh, absolutely. Tell us about The Silent Wife, your 20th novel.
Well, it opens with my detective, Will Trent, who's with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. He's investigating a violent murder at a state prison. And this inmate comes up to him and says, hey, I'm innocent. Well, it's the old joke. Everybody in prison is innocent. No one says, yeah, it was me. You got me. But Will starts looking into this case, and he realizes this guy might be innocent, and worse, the crimes that they think he committed could be attributed to someone else who is still out there hurting women, and that guy has to be stopped. And that's what really propels the narrative of the book, is tracking down this bad guy and bringing him to justice.
The Silent Wife, it's out now. By the way, I didn't know you were such a big fan of mini golf till I saw you on Holy Moly. How much fun was that to be on?
Well, you know, I lost my dang mind. I don't know what I was doing. I found myself atop a bucking mechanical gopher.
That was something.
And I fell down a bouncy mountain 20 feet. It's extreme mini golf, which, you know, you can't get more extreme than that. But I loved watching the show last year, and I thought, I can do that. And I ended up on it, and I love doing it, but I'll never do anything that crazy again.
All right, so that's the one and done. But that was a lot of fun to watch. That is a crazy show. Karen, best of luck with The Silent Wife. Always great talking to you. Appreciate having you on this morning. Thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care.